Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
An American startup called Shift Robotics has invented a device designed to be strapped onto your own shoes to boost your walking speed by up to 250%. They're apparently called moonwalkers. Moonwalkers look like skates, but they're not freewheeling, so that you don't lose your balance. I'm a little bit confused about this, and we want to understand a little bit more. Claire Petra, freelance journalist and founder of GadgetGal.com. A very good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So is this going to be the latest things, and can they handle potholes?
Oh, God. I don't think they can handle potholes. They're flipping countries. Developing countries,
right.
Potholes. So I think we'd have to definitely put them to the. They'd have to give us like a rugged version, like monster wheels,
or they to be used in shopping centres. We can get through. We can get through Sandton City at double the speed, right?
Yeah, and stop being stuck behind people that just take their time window shopping. We just want to get something.
Exactly.
Right.
So tell us what they are.
Well, let me just say first: if you're confused, I'm confused. Because I guess there must be, I always think there's a market for something, right? The reason somebody's developing something is because there's a market for something. And again, the company's founder and CEO, his name is Zhengji Zhang.
Okay.
He says he invented this because he nearly had a crash with the scooter while commuting to work. And he thought to himself, why am I not walking? So to us, I think it's a foreign concept that, you know, you're scootering to work is still a foreign concept. It might come soon, but you're scootering to work and that now you think you're going to walk instead. Although a lot of South Africans obviously do walk to work and then get in a taxi or a bus. But we all just get in a car and go.
Yeah.
But like I said, if you're confused, so am I. So he was sort of saying that he'd had this near crash experience, I suppose. And basically he's come up with this idea so that your walking can be faster. So the shoes or these moonwalkers look like they're a pair of skates,
right.
But they have a whole bunch of technology behind them, like a lock mode. So you can go up and down steps, or you can start, you know, without letting the wheels fly out from under you, which is what they're sort of saying about these shoes. They are not freewheeling, they are very controlled and listening to your feet, which is interesting, but I'd want to speak to them a little bit more to find more about the technology. And then I guess because they went viral on TikTok, you know, 25,000 million views, you know, this is obviously something a lot of people have thought about getting. So they look like skates, like I said, and you're not freewheeling, so you don't lose your balance as easily. And then thanks to the machine learning algorithms, they move when you do. So they can stop when you want, be locked to go up and down stairs, and then automatically regulate the speed depending on how, you know, whether you're going downhill, whether you're going uphill, I suppose. Uphill, you'd want them to go a little bit faster because that's where you need the help.
Right.
And that's basically what they do.
Are we throwing in AI or machine learning into everything just to make it cooler? Because the reality is, machine learning has been around a very long time. But I just find now everything, every second sentence is AI or machine learning, as though we invented it only in February of this year.
Exactly. My husband and I were having this discussion over the weekend, and we were also saying everything just seems to be AI.
Mm.
Even like the slightest little, you know, little tweak that suddenly has
these shoes
are supposed to I just think, like, are they talking to each other? You know, I'd obviously need to know a little bit more about them and speak to the people and find out what they're saying, because I think people put things out there with a very basic knowledge, not that they have a basic knowledge, expecting us to have a basic knowledge, so that we'll just take it as matter of fact, oh, these skates are AI. Whereas I'd like to know, you know, I can understand the robotic side of things, and obviously he says that the skates talk to each other, so that might be, but you're right, sometimes the AI element is a little bit of a reach.
You're involved with GadgetGal.com, looking at a lot of the trends and a lot of things that are coming our way. Do you foresee this as being something that is going to become part of our lives, or is this just a TikTok fad?
The skates? I think they could come here. I do think somebody will definitely bring them, you know, just like somebody's going to bring a Tesla over here or has.
Yeah.
You know, just to stand out a little bit and maybe have that fun thing. But our market, I think we've got bigger problems, to be fair.
Yeah.
And I think people, you know, somebody might bring it out as a hobby and sure, it might take off. I don't think it's suitable for here because like we've said, we'd have to put some sort of like 4x4 something or other on this to get anywhere. I mean, our pavements aren't really the safest thing either. You can't walk on them normally. You imagine skating on them, you know.
Well, as one of our listeners, Karen, says, this would be amazing. She's a nurse. It would be amazing in the hospitals. Because,
perfect for her,
yeah,
yes.
So that kind of thing would work brilliantly because you could get around a lot quicker. I mean, as long as it's safe to carry something because that would be a little bit unpleasant otherwise. Very, very interesting. Any other fads that you've seen that you think is something for us to keep an eye on?
Well, I think, we can't, at the moment, you can't really predict AI or anything that's happening. Mm, mm. So everything you see is coming and going so quickly. We're sitting back and waiting for technology to be a little bit more exciting and now the excitement's here. And you know, I think
almost
we need
to
be
wary
of what, and we need to be wary of what we're allowing to happen. You know, I mean, I want to say it's all great and it's going to be, you know, robots are not going to rule the world and all that, but I'll be eating my words in a couple of months' time. Who knows? So these are the things that we need to just be very careful about what we're putting out as individuals, what we're putting out there and what we're accepting as okay. I have seen that I think in Montana they've banned TikTok, which I thought was very strange. They're going to find, they're going to find TikTok for every person that downloads it. How does TikTok have control over what you download on your phone? You know, so it's I find regulation maybe needs to come, but it just, not in that, you know, I think you can't be too regulated and you need to figure out what you do. I think people who understand things need to be sort of in charge of what's going on.
Absolutely. I read somewhere that there's more control over TikTok than guns in Montana, but that's something completely different. Claire Petra, a freelance journalist, founder of GadgetGirl.com. Thank you for that.